In the month of February, on our edition of Doc Talk, we talked about women's issues, specifically around like measles and women that were pregnant. And they talked in there about the availability for services and classes and things like that for women who might be pregnant. So Susan Kirby gave me a call, and she said that this is something we do at the Pregnancy and Parenting Center right here in Florence. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, good. So let's talk a little bit about one of the things they mentioned was that classes for women who are getting ready for childbirth. What are some of the classes that you offer at the center?
We have a large variety of classes that cover first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, nutrition, preparing for your baby, what birth will look like, getting the support that you need, health issues. We've got a large curriculum they can choose from.
One of the things that comes to mind, I think, that I've heard the name over and over and over again is the term Lamaze, which is a class for people that want to do a more natural childbirth. Is that something that you guys do there or a form of?
No, we don't offer Lamaze classes. We do have our classes are video classes, and so we watch them together with the mom or dad, and then we discuss them. There is some classes that talk about some relaxation techniques, but it's not specifically a Lamaze class. We have had a guest doula in who has offered some birth preparation classes.
So one of the classes you might offer, say, is nutrition, like during pregnancy, what women should do?
Yes, we have classes on eating for two. We also have classes on smoking in your developing baby, what's safe, what isn't, bonding with your unborn baby, reducing the risk of SIDS.
Are we still seeing a lot of, or are you still seeing a lot of women that are still smoking while pregnant? I mean, obviously, if you have a class on it, there must be some of that.
Well, fortunately, we're not, so
that's good.
But we have that available for. As a matter of fact, you know, there have been women who have made a decision to stop smoking early in their pregnancy, and also WIC has wonderful information and classes for them that they have utilized.
So there's actually like, hey, we'll help you stop smoking if you want to get pregnant.
Or we can refer them. Well, we can watch that video together, but then we can also refer them to resources in the community that go into a lot more detail with that. Like, for instance, WIC offers a great
program
for that.
All right. Well, and some other things that that you do pre-birth. In addition to, you know, nutrition and stuff like that.
We have classes on, in preparing for parenting, on infant massage, newborn care, the importance of bonding, learning about infant temperament, learning about the developing baby.
Because every infant's different, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure.
So what about, I know, maybe this is my ignorance, but I know that some women suffer from postnatal depression. And it's not across the board, so you never know who's going to suffer. Do you have information on that as well?
We do, on postpartum blues and postpartum depression. And then if it's something that's very serious, we definitely refer them to see to go see a counselor, talk with their doctor about it.
Do you happen to know what are some of the reasons for postpartum depression? Have they done studies on that, or is it just...
Well, that's a little bit complicated, and you know, I know it's hormonal, but there is a lot more, and I don't think that I can go into all the detail on that right now.
Right. Okay. So the family comes to you, or a woman comes to you, or husband and wife come to you, or husband, and they want to learn more. What are some of the post-pregnancy things that you offer?
Well, we also offer... So besides the prenatal classes, we offer a lot of parenting classes. Parenting classes that can take them all the way up through with their children up through grade school. So we have classes on car seat safety, food for growth, breastfeeding, preventing child sexual abuse, shaken baby syndrome, we have classes that have to do with discipline, all kinds of discipline, healthy discipline. We have classes that help them, you know, just how to play with your child.
Some parents don't know how to play. I've noticed that over the years. Yeah.
Right, just playing with your child. And we offer a weekly play group as well every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 for any parent and children 0 to 5 years old, so that we can just come together and sit on the floor and play, and so that they can connect with other parents as well.
Do you have any programs or any DVDs or things that we can, about how music affects kids when they're young or babies?
I believe there is one in here. I'm looking through my curriculum right now. I at the playgroup, I bring my guitar, and it's really amazing to watch, because as soon as the music is played, the children right away are just focused, and they each have their little instruments, and they're just moving, and it just really touches their heart, and they love it. And so, you know, I don't know the science behind it, but I can just see from the way their expressions and their movement and the way they respond that it definitely touches something deep in them.
I had two children, and I didn't know about music in the sense that I know about it now, and I wished I would have, because I would have played, you know, music for them while they slept and while they went to bed at night, because I think it would have, you know, would have helped them along the way, I think.
Yeah, I definitely sang with my children while I was pregnant and after they were born.
Well, I had my daughter, when she was born, she would never stop crying. You couldn't put her down, she wouldn't stop crying. One day, my wife gave my daughter to me, and she said, "Here, you handle this." So I started singing to her. I started singing George Strait's Amarillo by Morning, and she just looked at me, and she quieted down, and she sat there, and then a few minutes later, she fell asleep, and I was like, whoa, I think we came upon something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, so where are you guys located?
We're located at 1525 12th Street, so it's in the Florence Business Center. If anybody's familiar with where the old hospital was, that's where we are.
All right. And how often are you open? Are these classes by appointment? How do folks get in touch with you regarding the classes that are available?
Well, we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 4, and then our playgroup is on Wednesday mornings. And they can get in touch with us by calling us, or they can stop in. And yes, our classes are all individualized. There is client advocates that volunteer there, and so they'll meet one-on-one with a client advocate, and then they will have their class and discuss it. And then a nice thing, too, is that we have an Earn While You Learn program. So as a mom, a dad, or a woman or a man takes a class, they earn baby credits. And then with those baby credits, they can go to our Stork Boutique, which is right within our suite. And we have diapers and diaper wipes and baby clothes and maternity clothes and blankets and baby supplies, really nice things. And so that they can get those items with those baby credits.
So definitely incentive on learning.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if they're pregnant and they go to their prenatal appointments and their postpartum appointments, they earn credits that way. They earn credits. We also hand out homework sheets. If they want to do that homework and bring it back just to reinforce their learning, they'll earn credits. So it's not too difficult to earn credits, and that way can really service their material needs as well.
Is there a cost for any of these classes?
No. Everything is free. Everything is confidential.
So folks can come in and just sign up and
absolutely. It's open to everyone. There's no restrictions.
What about a couple or a single person that is thinking about getting pregnant but hasn't really decided yet? Are these classes for them as well?
Well, the classes primarily focus on prenatal development. So if they want to learn more about what it's going to be like to be a parent, absolutely. We also offer life skills classes. So if anybody wants to, you know, learn a little bit more about budgeting, buying a car, renting an apartment, things like that, we can help with that. But for someone that's thinking about being pregnant, it might be a good idea to come in and see, you know, what does it really look like to be pregnant and to go into parenting? And we can offer any of our curriculum for them to get a glimpse of what it looks like.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Our website is pregnancyandparentingcenter.com. all one word, pregnancyandparentingcenter.com. And then our phone number is 541-902-2273.
Susan Kirby, thank you so much for coming in today and for giving me a call to let me know what you guys are doing out there. It's always helpful when we get more information.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
The 4th Annual Community Job Fair begins tomorrow. We talk with Pam Hickson next about what folks can expect on this edition of Our Town.